I was thinking about this communion service today, and there came a verse to my mind, perfect through sufferings. And over in Hebrews chapter 2 and 10, we read of Christ who was made perfect through sufferings. And the instrument that God used to make Christ perfect was the instrument of his sufferings. Christ was known as the man of sorrows. Not the man of sorrow, but the man of sorrows. And if you care to look at what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane, those sorrows overcame the blessed Son of God. He said, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful." I thought upon that today, the exceeding sorrows of Christ. They left all the sorrows that the world ever knew or thought about. There is nothing compared to the sorrows of Christ. They were stunning sorrows, for it says that he went a little way from the disciples and fell on his face and prayed. They stunned the Son of God. It must have been a stunning blow that brought the Savior to his face in the Garden of Gethsemane. Think of it. The sorrows. And then as you go on, you will find that those sorrows pressed the blood out of his pores. And his sweat was not the ordinary sweat of man. It was the sweat of blood. What is this? A man sweating blood in dark Gethsemane. And then when you go on down into that chapter, you find it reported in the book of Psalms that he said, "The sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Reproaches have broken my heart. I am full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I think the darkness of the iniquitous heart of man was seen in dark Gethsemane, when this disciples were asked to pray for him. And instead of praying, they went to sleep. He suffered. He bled. He sorrowed alone." May the Lord help us to understand it.
Amen.
May the Lord help us to take it in.
Yes.
What it meant for him, the Holy One, to bear away my sin. Let's bow our heads. We'll give thanks for the bread. Lord, we thank thee for this table spread. Sweet table. We'd rather sit at this table than sit at any other table that man can spread. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Help me to understand it. Help me to take it in, what it meant for thee, the Holy One, to bear away my sin. As we partake of this bread, may we do it, and may we do it worthily for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."